Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Would you state your name and ABC number for the record?
Mr. Justice Jerome Adams, 208-825.
Mr. Adams, your friend with Arizona Board of Executive Commission for the warning allegation you have on the warrant. And based on information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on June the 14th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
You said I was notified of something June
13th? Yes, that you were notified of a hearing that's being held today. That's the day you signed the document. Okay. And on there, it states, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. You also went in the room today. May I assume that you are representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, it's safe to say that.
Okay, sir. And as you can see, there are four board members participating in the hearing this afternoon. They are, to my right, this is the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. To my left, your right, is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of Mr. Neal is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kowantz. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. We also have in the room today the gentleman that you should be able to see now. That is Mr. Brady. Mr. Brady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of the day. Now, Mr. Adams and Mr. Brady, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God and you so far?
Yes, not a problem.
Thank you so very much. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, if you tell me whether it's true or false, sir. And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 520 North Mesa Drive in Mesa, Arizona. That is apartment number 130, on or about February 16, 2018. Without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a stranger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, it is. It's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Adams, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, the motion by myself, C.T. Wright, and it was seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and it was agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Neal and the Honorable Mr. Kowantz. And now, sir, we are preparing to go into phase two of your hearing. Now, phase two is a very important part of your hearing because phase two, we will make a determination whether to continue your community supervision or to revoke your community supervision. We always begin phase two by receiving some information about you. So this information will be provided to the board by the Department of Corrections. Once we get this information, we're going to come back to you and we'll have a conversation with you. So at this time, we're going to request Mr. Brady, if you would be kind enough to give us some background information. Mr. Brady, sir.
Mr. Adams was released from DOC on January 21st of 2018. He was arrested on May 29th of 2018 by PHPD on an ABC warrant only, nominal charges. He returned back to DOC on 5/29 of 2018. He has a CSED of August 3rd of 2018 that reflects 102 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, forgery, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. One term in the DOC, his CUIR scores of 2.3, no health scores of 1, substance abuse scores of 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term for supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Under arrest, 1996, stolen property, California, felony conviction probation. 1998, death and mental transportation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2003, narcotic drug violation, California felony conviction, state prison. 2003, dangerous drug violation, California felony conviction, probation. 2003, narcotic drug violation, California felony conviction, probation. 2004, narcotic drug violation, California felony conviction, state prison. 2006, controlled substance violation. California felony conviction, state prison. 2007, controlled substance violation. California felony conviction, state prison. 2008, controlled substance violation. California felony conviction. 2009, robbery. California felony conviction, state prison. Is community risk score or G5, V5?
Okay. Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Green. Okay, so we are back to speak for a few moments with Mr. Adams. It seemed that when he was released, he was released to go to TLC there in Mesa, Arizona, and then he received a discharge letter from TLC that he had been discharged from the program due to his failure to follow the rules. And so, from your perspective, what were they saying when you did not follow the rules, sir? From yours, not from what they said, but what you said, they meant.
Well, I mean, we agree to disagree, so I left, and I found a new resident. It's simple.
Did you tell them where you were going to when you left, sir?
No, it was not me.
Okay. So, did you contact your 03 and I'm sorry, the parole officer, indicate to the parole officer where you were going to be at, sir, the new residence, sir?
At my next follow-up date, I did.
Okay. And was it ever approved, sir, for you to have this new place of residence?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And did you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes.
Okay, what were you doing, sir?
I'm a barber on the side, and I do construction. I do the people really. I temporary agency.
Okay.
I do construction. I work with a movie company, and I'm also a barber.
Okay, well, it sounds like to me you have some skills. Therefore, well, once you're out, you can at least make a living and do quite well. We commend you for that. That's something that we always look to see for one that will have some skills when they're out in the real world. So, while you were out, did you use any alcohol? Did you have any anything to use any drugs? Anything of that nature, sir?
No, those days are over.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because and I know that you made some comments when we were going over your records, but it seems that back in the day, and that was back in the day, this is a new day for you now, but back in the day, facilitate it by asking other board members if they have any discussion or any questions that they may have for you. Yes, the Honorable Mr. Kalanis.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Mr. Adams, with respect to this process, I am curious about one thing, and I usually would ask this question, but you don't think that your criminal history has anything to do with this hearing today?
Absolutely,
does not.
Nothing at all.
I'll just
finish yesterday. Today's a new day.
Well, I agree that today's a new day, and I do agree that there's something to be said for moving on with your life. All I'm saying is it's very hard to neglect the pattern of an individual's life. So,
but at the same time, everybody's not the same. You know what I mean? With all of those charges that consisted of drugs, don't you think that when I was picked up, after I did the 2 years, I would have drugs on me in, and when I was picked up for this extra, I would have drugs on me in. So that's kind of like a telltale sign that lets you know something.
I'm still the one who's asking the questions here, and I actually, you listen to me. Listen to me. Okay, all I'm saying is, pardon me, that's my bad. I didn't realize the mic was off for a second there. I do believe people can change. I think it is the totality of the case. I think it is the whole person. Actually, we agree on that. I'm just saying that it's hard to neglect, but the reason why we listen to those histories, it's hard to neglect the pattern. So I'm just saying it figures into the equation. But thank you for your input. We do agree on some things. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Kouyaris. Any further questions by board members? Hearing no final questions from board members, this is your hearing, sir, but we do give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. Is there anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir, without repeating yourself? Okay, well, thank you so very much. Then at this time, the board will now go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and we will come right back with the decision. So please stay on the phone. I find Mr. Adams to be a very interesting gentleman. He knows what he wants. He knows what his previous record is. He knows where he is today. However, we are here today to make a determination whether to revoke his community supervision or to continue him on community supervision. Based upon the information and contained in this warrant, and based upon where he is at this particular time, I think it would be in his best interest, as well as the best interest of the citizens of the state of Arizona, for him to complete his term, and then when he gets out in August, he will not have to report to a parole officer. You will be at his own at that point. And that is my feeling, but I only speak as one board member. Any further discussion by board members? Okay, therefore I'm going to move to find that Mr. Adams violated the terms of condition of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had may have lapsed into criminal ways, and with information contained in warrant number 2018W0685, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon this same.
Second.
Motion by myself, Mr. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mrs. Rittenhouse, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kouyaris and the Honorable Mr. Mills. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, as you know, that you will be out on August the 3rd of this year. You won't have to report to a parole officer. We wish you the best and we hope to never see you in Arizona again. So your hearing is over. Thank you. And would you put the 03 back on the phone, sir?
All right.